Beady Beady starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 69, verses 34 to 36. Love His name. The last stanza, the 11th, is a praise prophecy. David experienced the cruelty of mankind toward the anointed king among those called to be God's people, as witnessed in this psalm, Exodus chapter 6, verse 7, and Jeremiah 30, verse 22. I believe he also knew that this psalm would be the fulfillment of the promised son who would come from his seed and rule the nations forever. In the Lord's promise to David, he said, I will punish him with the rod of men, with floggings inflicted by men, but my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 through 17. David knew from his own sins that within the heart of fallen mankind lies the overpowering draw to sin. He knew Judah, even Zion, the city of David, would reject the Lord, the coming promised son, and fall. He also knew that according to the Lord's promise, God would save Zion and people would settle there and possess it after the fall. Verse 35. The children of his servants would inherit it when the Messiah returns. Verse 35. Knowing and believing all this, after enduring some of the pain that the promised Messiah would endure, as recorded here in this psalm, David did not hesitate to command, quote, let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. Verse 34. Are you pushing away the waters of depression and failing? Do people laugh as you sink in the murky depths of abuse? Does the enemy engulf you with threats of violence? Are you tired of praying for deliverance? My God, why are you quiet? Consider that you are experiencing what your Lord had to go through to save you. Know the promise stated here is true. Quote, the children of his servants will inherit the kingdom, and those who love his name will dwell there forever with their loving master. Jesus hears your prayers. They are not in the book of life. Your enemies are not in there, but you are.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.